Obdorim.
I what shver the Evorim Obdorim. You do say they have a chiv nisa. So Rashi says really l'chur it's shver what the Gemara's kasher is. Like the Evorim and the Obdorim burning the meat, that's the Gemara avoida. That's the avoida of Haktara. There's nothing after it. So what's the Gemara's kasher? So Rashi Taka says lo yasin l'kule. Rashi says we're not gerus this here. Like yasin l'kule hak yirsa the Evorim or the Trumas Hadeshim. To hochem, to a minyan alhu legavi plukta the rav levi, but avoid the shein achrei avoida. Because what's the Gemara's kasha now? The burning of the pieces of meat or the fats of the korban. There's nothing else after that. That's the end of the avoida. And we had this before that according to rav and levi, they're both moida that haktora is one of the dalar avoidas that a vazar does it is chayiv misa. So what's the Gemara's asking the kasha here? Therefore Rashi says we're not gerus it. Right, the Sahu Gir says over the Gemara Takasha for Yavorm of Dorim, and if the Gemara Saifa avoided Yamamhi, that's not Shver. The reason why if a Zar burns the meats of the korban, it's Chayiv Misa, because that's the end of the avoidance of the daytime. For the Gemara of a Red Truma Tadeshin, if a Zar does the Truma Tadeshin, why is he Chayiv Misa? So who the Kasha should be, it's not called an avoided Toma, and that's Rashi's Kasha, it is called an avoided Toma. So that's why the Gemara shouldn't be here. But the Gir says the Kasha is I Truma Tadeshin. So Gemara says, "Tchila savodid yomamhi." Truma tadeshin is the beginning of the avodas hayoyim. The Yom Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said that Lui Tzuya Kain was kiddush yodav truma tadeshin. The truma tadeshin, that's really the first avod you do in the morning, and it could even be done at the night time before. In other words, you go into the mizbeach and you take off a shovel full of ashes out of the mizbeach and you put it on the side of the mizbeach. So let's say a kain in the middle of the night decided to do this avod of the truma tadeshin, and he was mekadosh his hands. Before he did this avoid, he made a kiddush yodov, the Truma Tadeshin. Zalocho lemocher, even after he becomes Elas HaShachar, becomes the next morning, is Einoy Tzorach leKaddish. He does not have to make another kiddush yodayim v'reglayim. He does not have to go back to the kiyur and wash his hands and feet again. Why? Shekva kiddush metchilas avoidim. Because he already made the kiddush one time at the beginning of the avoida. So Melo, you see the Truma Tadeshin is considered the beginning of the avoida sayoyim. Even if you do it at night time, still is considered the Surah of the Yoyim, it's the beginning of the daytime. That's why it's not Shver, why if Azad does it, is the Chayiv Misa. So Mora says, but our core point of the Kasher is though, how could you say from Rabasi, that he said in the name of Rabbi Yechonon, that if Azar just makes the Siddur Marocha, just sets up the bottom part of the Marocha of the firewood, he's Chayiv Misa, therefore the Kasher is, that's not the end of the Avoida. There's another part of the Avoida, the Shnei Gziri Eitzim. You have to put your two big pieces of wood on top of it. So that should be the Gemara Dover. So why is Azar Chayiv Misa if it does the beginning of the Avoida? That was a pasuk before the Avadatem. Azar is only Chayiv if it does an Avoida Toma, the end of an Avoida. So Gemara says you have to Avada change the gears of Rabasi and say like this. Eli Yitma, if you learned, Hochi Yitma, this is the way you're supposed to learn it. That Omer Rabasi, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Zar, if a Zar, not a Kohen, a regular Yisrael, a Zar, Shesidish Neig Ziriatim, not that he made the Marochon, but on top of the maroch, on top of the small pieces of wood, now he puts the last two big pieces of wood. That each piece is a nama by nama. So zah shesida shnei gziriyetzim. He puts the last two big pieces of wood on top of the maroch. Chayiv. For this is chayiv misa. Why? Hayavi avoida tomahi. Because this is considered an avoida toma, a last avoida. There's no other avoida of setting up the maroch after you put the shnei gziriyetzim. So that's trying to put before the avadatem. This is also called an avoida toma. The Rashi says, "Hoyo the avoida toma, the shalom leisider." This is the end of fixing up the marochon. The last thing you do to fix up the marochon, the fireplace on top of the mizbeach, is to put the two big pieces of wood, the shnei gziriyetzim, and that's an avoida without the need of kohen to do it. And we had before that the kohen that was zeicha with the pias to do the truma tadeshin, he is also zeicha to do this avoida of the sider shnei gziriyetzim. But let's say a Zara does it, that's the Zid for Rabbi Yechonon, the Ischayiv Misa. Maskev lo Ravos, Rav Yeh Takasher. Ela Meyatev, this is true, that Shnei Gziri Eitzim, this Avoid, if a Zara does it, Ischayiv Misa, of the Zoyti Boyi Pius, there should be a Locha, that whichever Kohen is Zoycha to do this Avoid of putting the two pieces of wood on the Marocha, should only be done through a Pius. And we didn't learn anywhere that you have to make a Pius for this. That's the kasha. If you're going to tell me it's such a chosh of an avoidum that if a zar does it, it's chayiv misum, lechura, why don't you have to have a pius? So Gemara answers, for lo boy, a pius? You want to tell me it doesn't need pius? Avadim, it does need a pius. It's true. The kohen that does this avoidum, putting the shnei gziratim, only gets his the right to do it through a pius. We had a girl to choose him. For the Tanya, we learned like this, we learned before, that mishezocha betrumas adeshin. that after the mice, what happened with Trumas Hadeshin, that one Kohen broke his leg, the Rabbanu made a takona now, that you only zeichet to do the Trumas Hadeshin with a pius. They had to make the circle, and they took off the hats from one, and they chose, and they took the numbers, whichever one fell on, he was zeichet to get the Trumas Hadeshin. Now that Kohen that was zeichet to do the Trumas Hadeshin is Yiske v'sidi shnei gzireisim. He is also zeichet to do the next avodah of the shnei gzireisim. So we see what? To get to do the Shnei Gziratzim, it was only because you won the girl. You won the pious. No, the one that won the pious to do the Trumas Hadeshin, part of that job was also to do the Shnei Gziratzim. But Avada, you can't do the Shnei Gziratzim unless you won the pious. So you have to, so it's good. If the Zahar does it, it's Chayv Misa, and who are the Loch Rish, you need a pious. So Mar says, Hochikoma, this is the Kasha. You fight Salah Bifna Yatzma. How come we don't have to make a special pious for this avoid of Shnei Gziratzim? Hey, how come you say it's in part of the Trumas Hadeshin? Why don't you make a special pious? So in this, Moran says, Kedi Amrinon, like we said. And the Chur of the Gemara means to say, like we learned before on Dov Chav Beis, that really the Gemara says that first there was a masak and a pious, that the Kohanim should come to be Zerich of the Trumas Hadeshin, and the Gemara says the Kohanim stopped coming, they didn't want to come, it was too hot for them to come. So Kibun that Kinula Pius Lo Yosui, as at the beginning the Kohanim used to, whoever wanted to would get it. Then they made, because somebody broke his leg, they made a takona only with a pius. So the Kohanim thought it's too hot to get up so early to get the pius. Therefore they didn't want to come for that. Until finally the Gemara said, they made a takona that whoever is zeichah in the pius for the Trumas Hadeshin, he will be zeichah to do the Sidim Arocha and the Shnei Gzir Yitzim also. Kihechi Dineisiv in the Faisu. So therefore that's trying Al Gemara now also. The reason why they did not make a special pious for the Shnei Gziratzim is because people Davka wanted the same kohen that did the Trumas Hadeshin in order that they should be inspired to come to do the Trumas Hadeshin. They were also zecher in these next two avodas of the Siddim Arocha and the Shnei Gziratzim. Then the Gemara goes on. Lememro the avoda tomo v'zar chay v'le misa boy pious. What comes out that if you have an avoda tomo, this is the last avoda to be done in a special order. And as the Zara does it, Chayv Misa, then you need Pius. Mashenkin, you want to tell me, Ein Zar Chayv Ola Misa, Loi Boy Pius, for such an Avoida, that if the Zara does, he's not Chayv Misa, you do not need a Pius. For the Gemara of a Reish Chita, he's not Chayv Misa, so you want to tell me, Loi Boy Pius, you won't have to have a Pius either. For the Gemara of a Reish Chita, we learned before that one of the things the Kohanim choose to do is who's going to be Zarecha to do the Shchita of the Korban Atomid. Now, Kashmir is a Reish Chita. Shchita we know is kosher bizarre. A zar was allowed to do the shchita. He's not chayiv misa. So you see, even if you're not chayiv misa, still you have to have a pius. Not like you want to tell me. So Marin says, no, shani shchita, the tchilas avoided the yomamihi. Shchita is a special case. It's like the beginning of the avoidus hayoim. Like we bring a korban, there are four avoids we should do till you get to the zrikas adam. There's the first, the shchita, then the kabbalas adam, then the loch, you have to walk with it to the mizbeach, and then finally you make the zrikas adam. So since the Shechita is considered a very chashuv thing, it's the beginning of the Avoidus, therefore for Shechita is also need a pious. It's like the beginning of the Avoidus Adam. That's why you need a pious here. So Mar says now, Lememer, you want to tell me a bazoi, the Avoidus Tom Aboy Pious, Avoidus Shesh Achre Avoidus Loi Boy Pious. Which Avoidus do you have to choose? Only if it's the end set of an Avoidus. Mar Shechita, an Avoidus that has something else afterwards, you won't have to have a pious. There's something else after the Havim in the Riz. So you have to have an Avoida. So the Gemara takes out these Gemaras also. It's also a Shmir. The same way Rashi has to cash before it, he has to cash here also. The Gemara, we always know that Avorim Abdorim, that's called the end Avoida. Like we had before, according to everybody. According to Rav and Levi, by the Haktorah, Azar is Chayiv Misa. Because burning the fats, that's the end of the Avoida. So what's the Gemara's cash now? That's why the Gerua takes out this Gemara here. Of our Ger says the name of the Avodah Tomo by Pius. Avodah Shenachri Avodah Leboy Pius. For Avorim Abdorim. And the Gemara Saif Avodah Dimomi. It's not Shver. That's called the end of the Avodah Sadei. Because by daytime you had to make the Shchita and the Zrikas Adam. And then you're supposed to burn the Emurim or the pieces of meat, whatever carbon it is. So even though you don't do it by daytime, you're allowed to do it at nighttime. But it's considered you're just finishing up what you started by day. For the Gemara write Trumas Hadeshin. So it's also shver. We know that Trumas Hadeshin is called Ein Achrei Avoid, like that's the last thing. But still the Gemara asks the Kasher, why is a Zar Chayiv Misa according to Levi?
So Moran says, Mishra Maisa Shoye. Or, why do you have to have a pious, a Kopar, and the Kasher is? So Tara says, we have a pious because of Maisa Shoye. That at the beginning, they didn't choose which coin to do it. So you used to have to run up the Kevish. And it happened, one coin fell off and broke his leg. That's why they made the Takonim. You have to have a pious by the Truma Tradition. Now, Omar Mazutra, Vitema Ravashi, Afana Namitaninan. We also learned like this. Rashi says, what did we also learn? That there will be Mechadish now, that Rav Asiyam, Rav Yechon is saying that if a Zar is Siddig, Ziri is Avoid the Tomei, and therefore is Chayiv Misa. So putting the two pieces, the last two pieces of wood, the Shnei Ziri Eitzim, on top of the Mizbeach, that's called an Avoid the Tomei. That's the Nenda Avoidah. Ki Rav Yechonon, Odeloi Kerav Alevi, Leiman Alevi Avoid the Jazar Chayiv Aleh, Mishom Diesh Achriya Siddig Evorim. This is the Machloikis, Rashi learns. Rashi is talking to Machloikis, if the Shnei Ziri Eitzim is called the end of the Avoidis, or not. Hey, so we're going to bring a raya. It is called the end of an avoida, and that's where Rav Asi is saying, now you chayiv misa for that. And Rashi by warning, the Rav and Levi hold not like that. They before didn't say that the Shnei Gziratzim is one of the avoidas that a Zahar is chayiv misa. And the reason is, true, you're fixing up the marochim, but the purpose of fixing up the marochim is that you should be able to put the meats of the korban on top of the marochim. So what's like the last avoid you do after you fix up the wood and get it ready for the fire is putting the meat on top of it. So that was a story before, that the Shnei Gziratzim is not considered an end avoida. But here we're bringing a right not like that. That Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Asi say not like that. They're saying a Zahar is chayiv misa if he does it. In other words, that's called one set of avoidas. You're fixing up the marocha by itself. Forget about later you're going to put the meat on top of it. Look at right now. It's an avoida fixing up the marocha. So first you have to do is fix up the bottom part of the marocha, put the small twigs, the small wood there, and then on top of it you put the shnei gziratzim. That's the end of the avoida. Therefore, if a zara does it, it's like a chayiv misa. So we said, so we're bringing it right now. That Om Rab Zutra Vitem Rabashi Afana Namitanina. That Om Alema Mamuna. Tzu Vero Imegiyas Manashritam. Go see if it came to time to do the Zman HaShchita. V'yilu Zman Siddur Shnei Gziratzim like a Tani, but we did not say look at the time to bring the Shnei Gziratzim. Rashi, V'yilu Zman Shnei Gziratzim like a Tani. Alma, what do you see? Avoid this Lailahi. That putting the two pieces of wood on top of the Marocha is considered an avoid that you could do at night time. V'evi Gmar Siddur Marocha. That's the end of being Misadah the Marocha. V'siddur Eivorim. She will avoid this yoim, chilas avoid a heresy, for loy gmar sidim arochi. And that's the raya. We're bringing a raya for the next Mishnah, we'll soon see a smashma, that at the time to put the shnei gziratzim could be even balayla. It doesn't have to be balayla sashachar. So how could you do it at night time? The pshat is that's one avoid by itself, fixing up the marochim, getting the wood ready, and getting the shnei gziratzim on top of it, that's an avoid by itself. And that avoid is kosher balayla. So therefore, if a Zara does that avoida, it's good. Why is Chayiv Misa? That's the end of the avoida. I later on top of the Marocha, you put the piece of the meat. That's an avoida by itself. That's later in the daytime. You're going to shech the kabonis and have this after the week of Saddam. Then you burn the piece of the meat. That's an avoida by itself. But there's a special avoida of fixing up the Marocha. And for that, the Shnei Gziratzim is the last avoida. That's why you Chayiv Misa. So Moran says, I'll tell you, maybe there's no right for the next Mishnah. That maybe the Shnei Gziratzim, the way we hold, we had before, is Badafka is supposed to be done by Yoin. No, it's something done at daytime. Why didn't the next Mishnah say to check out to make sure it's daytime? Well, like we had before, that Hach the Leslei. That Hach the Leslei Takanto Ketoni. Something like a Shchita, the Korban. If you shech the animal too early, it's before daytime, it's possible the Korban. So that will very much put about to make sure it's B'yoid Yoin and the Korban will be kosher. But the Indian of putting these last two pieces of wood on top of the marochon, avadavit could be it's an avodah that you'd have to do at daytime. B'yoin. I widen the next Mishnah say it, because even if you put it by mistake, b'yoid laila, there's a takana. You can fix it up. You just take it off again in the morning and put it back on again. So since it's fixable, we're not so makbet to make sure first it's vada yoin and then put on the shnei gziratzim. We're not so makbet. Because Avadi is supposed to do it by daytime. But even if by the effort you did it at nighttime, you didn't pass on the wood, we'll take it off you, and we'll put it back on again. Smell, there's not a clear raya. It could be the Shnei Gziratzim is not called the last Avoida. It's not like an Avoida Balayla. It's an Avoida Bayoim. And then Echanami, the Avoida Bayoim, you know where it finishes. After you fix up the marochum and you put the last two pieces of wood on top of it, it's not finished yet. Now later, when you take the evorim and the bdurim, after you shechted the carbon, you have the emurim, the fats now that go on top of it, maybe that's the end. So therefore, according to this last svarim, like Rabbi Levi says, if the Zar does it, it would be chayiv misa. So male, that's the gravas, and Rabbi Yechon say, it's chayiv misa, that's not a chiddush, and we don't have a raya for them. Yehadrin alecha b'rishayna. So to Mishnah. Omo lehem ha-mamuna. The mamuna, Rashi says, who askan, that was the skan. And Tois learns not like that. Tois is showing him. He learns all the hamamuna. He's the one that's appointed to take care. So he brings down Pirus, but Kuntris, Gam, Kan, Mamun, Huaskan. The Skan was the second in charge, the second to the Kohen Gadol. So he says, Vienna Nira. He doesn't like this Pshat. Get a Prashvi Liel. El Odom Acher Hoya, Shemamuna Kach. There was a special person in the Beit Hamikdash that his job was to take care of this. What was his job? Omalem Mamuna. The person of the Mamuna that was appointed to take care of this. His job was to make sure that before they made the shechita on the korban atomid in the morning, his job was to make sure they already see Her Pnei Mizrach. They already have to see the rays of the sun coming up. That they know it's already Olas HaShachar, it's no more Laila, it's already Ksidat Yoyim, then the shechita is kosher. Because the shechitas of Kabonis are possible Laila. So his job was to make sure before they shechta the tomid that it's Vada Yoyim. So what do? Omalem Mamuna. Go and see if you could tell it came yet the Zman HaShchita. So Rashi says, Su'u'u means Alachayma. Go climb up on top of the wall. Or Yalagag, or go on the roof of a house there in the base of Middish. And see, Imegiya Zman HaShchita. So Rashi, Zman HaShchita, Shchita Satomit, Kolayma, Imheyer HaMizrach. Did the east side where the sun comes up, is there a little breakthrough of light there yet? Shashchita psula b'layla, because the locher is a shchita from a carbon, a carbonus is possible b'layla. K'dichsev b'yoyim sevchachem, you have to make the zvicha the shchita dafke b'yoyim. So Mel was a special person to take care to make sure it was vada yoyim before they made the shchita. V'imhegiya haroya, v'imhegiya zman hashchita. Imhegiya, if it came already the time, is haroya, the ones Rashi is there shol lagag, the kohen or whoever it was appointed to go up to the roof. To see is a roi yoimah barakoi. That's what he would say. He would say, yes, there's a shoot of light. I see now light. Trashi barakoi means loshin soyher, like a ray of light I see. Kamai laman hiru barakaim, broken. Masya ben Shmuel oimah. Masya ben Shmuel said like this, that heyer penei kol hamizrach. It wasn't enough just to say barakoi, a little streak of light. But you had to see that the whole east side, the whole Pnei Mizrach, was already had a little bit of light to it. Heyer Pnei Kol HaMizrach, which is a little bit later already. And Ad Sheh B'Chevron, up until Chevron, you can also tell this. So Rashi, Ad Sheh B'Chevron, Ad Sheh Nira HaTzoyer Ad Chevron, until this shining of the light was nicker even in Chevron. V'Oimer, and then he would say back to them, Hein, and then they would say yes. So that's good. Rashi, V'Omelem Hein, V'Arsh B'Gemar, exactly who said back to Hein. Like there are two people involved here. There's the Mamuna, there's the person that's in charge here, either Sagan according to Rashi, or going to place to somebody else, and they would tell to another Kain, like you go up there on the roof and see if it's Heyer Pnei Mizrach or not. And when he went up there and it was, he said back yes. So see in the Gemara exactly who said to who, Hein, yes. So Gemara says in the Mishnah says, for Lama Hutzuchu Lakach, how come you had to check it out to make sure, to go up to the roof, to make sure you see to Heyer Pnei Mizrach, to make sure you see it's Yoyim? What was our purpose? So Rashi lalois lagag valirois. Like how come a special takonim? You have to climb up the roof and look. So Mara said, Mishnah says, Shapa machas once happened that Allah ma'or halavona. One time the moon was shining very bright. The dimu and people thought they made a mistake. Sheheyim mizrach. They thought it's really olas hashachem. They thought it's already the sun is shining up already on the east side. The shachot was atomit, and they thought it was yoyim. So they made the shchitas atomit. And really, it was only the rays of the moon, and it's still Ayla, so it's possible the carbon. But it's a yul base asreifah. That I take the carbon out to the base asreifah to burn it. So Mela, they didn't want this to happen again. So once it happened one time that they made a mistake, they had a special person, Mamuna, to take care, to make sure they'll check it out very carefully. They had a special person go up to the roof and look very carefully to make sure he sees that it's Vada Yoyim now. Trashi Olam or Halavona. Somach toyer halavona somach l'shachris. Punkt right before shachris, the moon started to shine very bright. V'dimo v'chishu, people thought Later, when they understood, really, it's still Lila now, so that the carbon is puzzled, so they had to go to burn it. So this should not happen again. They had a special takana to check it out. Then the Mishnah says, Haridu Kohen Godol Beis HaTfila. After this, they took down the Kohen Godol to the Beis HaTfila. Now, Zeha Klal, this is the Klal, Hoye Bamigdash, Kol HaMeisech Es Raglov Toyin Tfila. Any Kohen, Lav Dachu Kohen Godol. Now, any Kohen, whenever he had to go to the Beis HaKisei, to Gedolim, he was turned to go to the Mikvah after that. The Kol HaMato Mayim, they just had to let out water, then Toyin Kiddush Adayim Verglayim. Then the Loch was, after that, you had to just have Kiddush Adayim Verglayim. So Rashi says, Meisech Raglov, Nikovim HaGedolim. They have to let out Gedolim. For that, you had to go to the mikveh. Losh Meisech Kuma Ilon HaMeisech Aloret. And Kiddush Adayim Verglayim Min HaKir. And if you just let out water, then you have to have a Kiddush Adayim Verglayim from the Kir. So the Gemara will explain exactly what does it mean, Haridu Koygon LaBeis HaTfila. The Chur is going back to the beginning of Yom Kippur, Avodas HaYoyim, that at the beginning, we brought him into the, to make the Tfila. So the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Barak Barakoi. That's what he used to say.